Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Heard Mike Tomlin say at the end of the last segment and live in his press conference yesterday, going back at Ashley Leota, saying that the pecking order, the pole position, the depth chart has not changed until the other guy is healthy. I understand why Mike Tomlin's doing all of this, Doran. I'm sure you do too. There is no reason right now to say, no, Russell Wilson's our starting quarterback if healthy. You put yourself in a box. I'm not saying that this is likely. I'd love to see it. I mean, if Justin Fields were to go out this week against a good Chargers defense, but at home for the first time in a regular season game and throw four touchdowns or run for 60 yards or something like that, you're going to go with him. Like, absolutely you are. So why staple yourself to a depth chart? That being said, my guess is that after this week, if this week looks like the last two, I do think he'll go back to Russ. I think that's why he said pole position, the depth chart's a depth chart, we'll reevaluate. I think he, all along, we talked about this, has thought Russ was the best option. And unless he's blown away by Fields when Russ is healthy, I do think he's going to get that crack.
Yeah, but are they going to let him blow him away? Are they going to let Fields blow Mike Tomlin away? And is that fair? Like, if it does look like last week, is that because of the game plan, or is that because of Fields? Like, I think that Fields will have to turn the ball over, honestly, one time for them to be like, okay, yeah, Russ is our guy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think if it looks the same, it'll be, hey, this is our game plan going in, and if it looks the same, we still might ride with him. I don't know.
I wonder what the threshold is. Like, I say four touchdowns and 60 yards, that makes it pretty obvious. But what if it's two touchdowns? And it could have been against Denver. I mean, right. I keep bringing this up, but that ball to George Pickens on the roll, that is just gorgeous. And then the pick play touchdown, that's a touchdown pass. That's more points on the board. It goes on his stat ledger. He would have wound up throwing for 200 yards, and it looks a lot different. Is that a threshold? Is it two touchdowns and not turning the ball over? I'm not sure. I'm really not. I could see them opening it up to that degree. I could see them playing the style of football that they played in the first half more than the style of football they played in the second half, knowing it might take more points to beat the Chargers. Mm. The best thing for talk radio, and I want the Steelers to win. I'd love them to be 3-0. Best thing for talk radio is if Justin Fields goes bonkers and they lose.
Right.
Like, right. What if he does the four touchdown thing and they lose 29-28 and Herbert goes all Eli Holstein at Acrisure Stadium? And you're like, wow, we lost a shootout. Mike Tomlin, September football, you want to win games, but you've seen some stuff from Justin Fields. That, to me, would be fascinating.
I think in that scenario, I think you still go with Fields, because then he proved that he could score points, and you're almost heading into October football after this game.
I would stick with Fields. Yeah. But what if he turns it over once, and then Mike Tomlin makes the argument that the turnover cost us the game. Now we really are getting into hypotheticals. I just think this is why Tomlin didn't say Russ is our starter when healthy.
Do we really believe that this offense will be, the approach of this offense will be different underneath Russell Wilson? Or do you think it'll look the same? I heard the PM team talking about this yesterday, and I thought it was pretty interesting because I've been under the thought process that the offense will open up because Russ – they trust him. He's played a lot. Like, they understand that he's going to protect the football. They don't have to create ways for him to protect the football. He's just going to do that. Do we believe that this offense will look different, though, like with Russ underneath center?
I heard them talking about that, too. I don't think they come down that way. I do. I think that they will let Russ have more freedom than Fields because I think they trust him to organically protect the football. I think, to your point, I think they need to protect Justin Fields from himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they feel that way about Russell Wilson. They probably think he's going to check it down when need be and not force things. And he's going to take those calculated deep shots down the field and not force things. And discretion is going to be the better part of valor. I do think they'll allow him to do more knowing that he'll put the ball in harm's way less. Mm-hmm. That's how I view it.
Yeah.
That's how you feel?
That's how I felt the whole time. But I just thought, I was like, you know what? What if this is the whole philosophy of what they want to do on offense? It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. What if this is what they want to do? And they just are like, hey, like, we're going to try to play defense and run the football. Like, it's like,
I'm fighting against that. I've been fighting against that all week, really, man. That I heard Tomlin talk yesterday, and he spoke about how the offense does need to grow and how the penalties did cost them and how it can't look this way as they get later on into the season. And we heard what Arthur Smith said specifically about that Atlanta game and how they game planned it to play it safe because they didn't want Jesse Bates to ruin the game. And all those things sound good. And if that's what they really believe, I am super encouraged by where this thing can go. But I need to see it. Mike Tomlin has won this way now from the 11-0 season through the end of Ben's career and then through the two non-Ben years. They want to play defense. They want to try to run the football. They want to try to control the clock. They don't want to throw it over the middle of the field. So while they're saying the right things, I need to see them actually do it before I can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do think it would change with Russ, but it, you know, I don't think it would necessarily mean that they're opening it up for Russ. It would just be more opened up than what it is for Fields.
Right, exactly.
You know, like, you grade on a curve there, too, and it's all relative. Opening it up for them is different than opening it up for some other teams around
right,
the NFL.
Right, exactly.
I'm encouraged. I'm optimistic. They say the right things. They talk about how they need to evolve offensively. Some of the personnel usage I've really liked from Arthur Smith, the end stuff, some of the concepts, throwing it to Washington, who's lined up on the boundary, the pick play, all these things have me more excited than I have been probably at any point in the Canada era. In fact, definitely more excited than I was at any point in the Canada era. But Mike Tomlin's still the head coach. And so I think you need to break him from that. And I can't say I think it's going to happen until they do it, if that makes sense.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.